November is Highway Safety Month in Alaska, as declared by Governor Sean Parnell. And today in Anchorage, personnel from various state agencies met for the release of the Alaska Strategic Traffic Safety Plan. The plan is mandated by the federal government and must be reviewed every 4 years. In 2007, the state set a goal to reduce the rate of fatalities and major injuries by one-third over a decade. Still, so far this year, there have been 60 deaths on Alaska's roadways. That's 4 more than in 2010. Pat Kemp, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Transportation, says automobile accidents are the leading cause of death for Americans under age 34.
The total societal cost to these accidents approaches about $230 billion a year. $230 billion, that's about 6 times over what the federal government gives nationwide to build and maintain our highway infrastructure.
State officials say seatbelt use is up and alcohol-related accidents are down. Joe Masters, Public Safety Commissioner, says there is a common factor in many accidents.
Lane departure crashes are especially common in Alaska. With fewer divided highways than most other states, Alaska has a higher number of fatalities resulting from head-on crashes when compared to the national average. What is the best way to solve this problem? Simply slow down.
This year's Strategic Traffic Safety Plan is focusing on 3 major areas: driver behaviors, especially young drivers, lane departure and intersection crashes, and on special users of the transportation system, such as bicycles and motorcycles. The goal is to reduce the number of traffic fatalities in half by the year 2030.